Meaning, the ignorance of law has no excuse. You can't kill a person and then you say, I didn't know it was wrong. So I must be acquitted because I didn't know. So in other words, if you want to see God moving, your subconsciousness must be there to the natural. You must be subconscious to the natural, not to the spirit. So you must be conscious of the spirit and subconscious of the natural. But people are actually subconscious of the spiritual and they are conscious of the natural. So you are aware of everything happening around you apart from what is happening in the spirit. Now, God doesn't work in that way. He wants you to actually be aware of what's happening in the spirit than what's happening in the flesh. There are a few moments when we see in the Bible God doing things in subconsciousness. One of the most examples that we see this act happening is when they took a dead body and threw it in the grave of Elisha. The Bible says that the man who had died, when he came in contact with the bones of Elisha, the man resurrected. Are you there? Now, one may wonder how, because Elisha was dead. We must know why, because the reason is that the spirit that was upon Elisha was not his spirit. It was the spirit which he received from Elijah. And this spirit, God is so economic that he does not just release a different spirit on this one, on that one. He doesn't do that way. He doesn't. When God spoke to Moses to choose leaders, he said he shall choose 70 leaders. When he chose that 70 leaders, God didn't remove a spirit from heaven to sit upon the 70 leaders. The Bible says God took the spirit from Moses and gave the 70. So if you think God will remove another spirit from somewhere and bring upon you, you're wasting your time. God will look upon the anointing in your midst and take that anointing and give it to you. So Elisha got the anointing from Elijah. But remember, this spirit that is upon Elisha is not the spirit of God that was on Elisha, but which was on Elijah. And eventually, this spirit has to come on John. So God removed the spirit from Elijah and put on Elisha. And after 1,000 years, removed from the bones of Elisha and put it on John. So when you go in the book of Luke, chapter 1, chapter 2, what happens there? God is saying that John shall go in the spirit and the power of Elijah, who had died long time ago. So God has to take the spirit from the bones and put upon the unborn baby. There was no new spirit from heaven. It was already here on earth. So God just took that spirit and put upon the unborn baby. And the unborn baby was born with the spirit of Elijah and with the power of Elijah. So the problem we have is we have people everywhere else praying for a spirit from God. Father, we need a spirit. And God is like, really? If you check, the Bible says, when the people had received the message in Samaria, which was preached to them by Philip, they invited Peter to come and join. And John went to Samaria. Peter went to Samaria. And when he was there, the Bible says they discovered that through their laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was distributed. The Holy Ghost was shared through the laying on of their hands. So, Meaning that the Holy Ghost was with Peter. And when he stretches his hand, the Spirit would come from Peter and rest upon the people. And they would speak in tongues. And they would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Acts of Apostles, in Acts 17, and laid they their hands on them and received the Holy Ghost. So, where was the Holy Ghost? He was in their hands. So, what I'm sharing with you, tonight, I want you to try something, because the power of God is going to move so strongly. But you must be conscious that the Holy Ghost is moving. He wants to move to people who are not aware that he is moving. The reason why so many of you are not aware of God's workings and presence is because you tend to be too familiar with God that even right this minute, as I'm talking to you, you are not sensing his presence in your house. As I'm talking to you now, you're not sensing his presence in your house. That when God is speaking, even through a man, you can't sense God talking through a man. You see a human being talking. And it becomes so dangerous. I was saying earlier on today to my wife, and I said, there is this teaching I did before. And I said, do you know this teaching? She said, yeah. I said, go on your notes. Because she takes notes all the times I'm teaching. I said, do you see this teaching? She said, yes. I said, this teaching, anyone who heard this teaching and prayed with this teaching, and if they still use this, I said, their lives can never be the same. And I said, but I wonder if any is using it. Maybe one or two. I said, I wonder. And I said, do you know why? Because people get so much familiar that even when they hear the message and they think it's just a message for the season. But you must know that there are messages for the season and there are messages for generations. God can be talking to you and you not knowing God is talking to you. The whole preaching, I can be preaching here. That day God could just prepare a whole kitchen for you. Whatever the prophet is saying could actually just be for you. But you can't pick it. It could be a buffet for you. Just a hot table. God said, this is for my daughter. This is for my son. And you may actually not even pick it. But this is my message.